In our last podcast, in a flip little segment called Crap from My Email, you heard me mention my next guest. I get a lot of emails hyping ideas, products, people. Most of these I dutifully ignore, but one that caught my attention was urging me that I had to talk to Todd Buchholz, who's got a somewhat unique message in the midst of all the economic news right now. Todd is an economist, columnist, commentator. He was director of economic policy during the first Bush administration. And he's written a bunch of books, including his most recent one, Lasting Lessons from the Corner Office. Todd, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be with you.
And I meant crap for my email in, of course, the nicest possible way. And what's your basic point here? That things are going to get better quite a bit sooner than many of us think?
Yes. Look, this is a very, very serious recession. There are a lot of people being thrown out of work. Don't get me wrong. But when people immediately jump back and start throwing headlines, conjuring up the image we're going to be standing in line hoping for some soup, that's really a distorted message and one that made the situation worse.
Well, you're putting some cold, hard numbers, or maybe in this case, some warm, fuzzy numbers with your assessment. So why don't you give me a few of those? What's the case for the optimistic outlook?
Well, look, factory orders came in stronger than expected. Durable goods orders are stronger. Retail sales in January and February were actually marginally positive. Things are bad. There are many parts of the economy that are still decaying. The question is, are we going to hit bottom and are we going to come out of it before the end of the year? I think the answer is yes.
One of your points here has been that real incomes are rising. Maybe you can explain that to me. I know at least at my workplace, wages are frozen. It doesn't feel like my income is rising.
By and large, wages are frozen. However, go to any shopping mall, turn on the television, everything is on sale. And that means that Americans have more buying power. Now, it's true, not those who are laid off, but even in a bad recession, 90% of Americans will keep their jobs. And those 90% actually find themselves with more buying power. Now, they don't take advantage of it right away. They're too frightened. They're scared. So they don't deploy that buying power yet. But eventually, over the course of months, they do emerge and begin to shop. And that combined with the fact that the Federal Reserve Board has had the printing press running on overdrive, injecting enough liquidity into the economy that I think we'll begin to see a recovery towards the end of the year, maybe even in the late summer.
Now, I've been spending a fair amount lately, and that's because I recently moved for reasons that have nothing to do with the economy, but more to do with my growing family. And I feel stupid. I mean, I have to spend on a number of things related to the house, but I feel like I'm doing something wrong and that I should be saving right now.
Your view is validated or shared by many others. So America's savings rate has actually gone positive. And, you know, that's a nice thing in the long term for makes us more virtuous and gives us a cushion and so on. So it's good to have a higher savings rate. But you know what? The fact that Americans are actually saving more proves that they've got more disposable income, because if they are able to raise their savings rate, it suggests they're not flat out broke and having to spend every dime on necessities, as was the case, certainly, during the Great Depression.
Now, going back to June of last year, you're on record given at least one speech and I think a few more with a similarly sort of upbeat message. And that, of course, was before the giant collapse we endured last fall. Why should we believe you this time around?
Well, look, I didn't think that the collapse of Wall Street would be as precipitous as it was. At the same time, we had this commodity bubble, which I knew was a bubble, bet it was a bubble, and it turned out to be a bubble. But you know what? I underestimated the problem with the CDS instrument, the collateral default swaps, and the AIG problem. I have to say, though, that I frankly don't know any economist who emerged from the last year who can claim to have been know-it-alls. I certainly cannot claim that.
Now I'm going to put you up against, say, Paul Krugman, right, who just won a Nobel Prize. He's shouting to anyone who's going to listen right now that things are, in fact, probably worse than we think. And not only that, you know, the actions government's taking is those are going to exacerbate things even more.
Oh, wait, Paul Krugman, wait a minute. Wasn't he the guy at the beginning of the 1990s wrote a book called The Age of Diminished Expectations right before one of the biggest blockbuster, successful, prosperous decades in American history came upon us that drove the unemployment rate down to about 3.5%, half of what Paul Krugman and others thought the unemployment rate would be?
Well, he's got a strong pulpit now, right? Do you think he's one of the people making things worse?
I frankly think Paul Krugman was once a great economist and deserved the Nobel Prize for the work he did as an economist. I think on the New York Times editorial page, he's grown into a political crank, and I don't think his economic views are to be taken as seriously as some other economists who lack Nobel Prizes.
Well, this has been an economic conversation that ought to wake people up, I think. And Todd, it's been very good to talk with you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
It's Todd Buchholz, economist, author, most recently of Lasting Lessons from the Corner Office, Essential Wisdom from the 20th Century's Greatest Entrepreneurs.